The Judge Project would build a pipeline from the Judge Tunnel water source in Daly Canyon, then across Park City Mountain Resort, through the city golf course, and down to Wyatt Earp Drive in Prospector. The water coming from the Judge Tunnel doesn't meet safe drinking water standards, and because it's so expensive to try and remove the antimony from the water, the city has decided to dilute it at Quinn's and then pump it back up to Old Town. The deadline to meet the safe drinking water standards has been extended several times. City Water Manager Clint McAfee says the city's still negotiating with the Utah Division of Water Quality to come up with a new deadline since the bids came in so high to do the project.
This project's broken into two pieces. The ultimate goal is to get Judge Tunnel water out to Quinn's. We broke that into two pieces. The bids came in at about $15 million, over $15 million. We had budgeted much less than that, right around 10, $10.5 million. And so it forced us to go back to the drawing board. And one segment that was much more straightforward from Judge Tunnel down to Spiro, we rebid that section only. And we're going to council in a few weeks with that. But it came in at about $3.5 million. Granted, that's only half the project, but we're sort of retooling the way we're approaching this problem, and we're hoping we can drive the cost down further.
Park City has already gone ahead and rebid the project in hopes that the first half can at least get started this fall.
We're hoping to issue a notice to proceed this fall. The contractor will have till next fall to complete that project. And so the work that's done this year could be limited.
McAfee says the contractor could get the work done through the golf course and the off-street work this fall. He thinks the original bids came in so high because of the tight timeline they had with the state. But if that deadline is relaxed, he says the bids should come in lower.
What happened was we had such a tight schedule on that project, such a massive project. The contractors, you know, basically gave us the price that it would take to do in that time frame. And, you know, I think what they're looking at is liquidated damages and saying, yeah, we're going to go over. So we need to factor that into our bid. So we've since expanded the time frame a little bit. We're talking to the Department of Water Quality about potentially extending the deadline that we're working under. And it's really opened the door to get more economical bids.
That's Park City Water Manager Clint McAfee. Eventually, about 4.5 miles of water pipe will have to be trenched between the Judge Portal to Prospector. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.